You guys have clear. When we got okay. William Mary, Florida, round six.
Yes. All right, William Mary, Florida, interstate battle, round six. Awesome. A character in this work stumbles for the dead body of a Jewish woman from which a baby is trying to breastfeed. Its title character, who is fond of corn brandy, is seized after he drops his pipe and taken by Potoski's men in a castle near the Dniester River. The title man burns 80 towns and nearly 40 churches in an attempt to avenge the deaths of his sons, the treacherous Andrei and the faithful Ostap, in For 10 Points, What Novella About a Cossack Leader by Nikolai Gogol.
Taras Bulba?
Yeah. It gives information about the hippocampus, for 10 each. Hippocampal degeneration may explain why people with Alzheimer's disease are prone to developing this disorder characterized by recurrent seizures.
It's like epilepsy.
Short-lived MRI abnormalities of hippocampus are sometimes seen in this condition, characterized by profound but temporary inability to form any new memories or access all but the most ingrained prior memories.
Is this like amnesia?
Prompt.
What?
Short-term anterograde amnesia.
No, it's transient global amnesia. The frontal cortex and anterior cingulate cortex are more important than the hippocampus in this type of memory that, unlike short-term memory, involves both storing and manipulating information over a brief time period.
Procedural memory.
Working memory, 10. Toss-up. This country is home to the Gibraltar of the West Indies, the massive brimstone hill fortress. It is partly named for the white clouds that resemble snow surrounding one of its highest peaks. The islands that comprise this country are separated by the Narrows. Alexander Hamilton was born in what is now this modern-day country.
St. Croix?
No. Yep. Which is formerly unified...
St. Kitts and Nevis.
10. Nice. The Battle of Waterbury kicked off the German campaign against these peoples. For 10 each, name this ethnic group along with the Namaqua was targeted in what is considered the first genocide of the 20th century.
So it's the Herero.
The bulk of the Herero population resides in this modern-day country, whose capital is Windhoek.
Namibia.
This commander in German Southwest Africa was the chief architect of the genocide and led the German colonial forces at Waterburg.
Trotha.
30.
That was Chris, right?
Yeah. Toss-up 3. In Florence, this man befriended one of his subjects, fellow sculptor Horatio Greeno. This man, who gained notice in Ohio creating wax scenes from Dante's Inferno, designed a bust of Andrew Jackson in 1835. His final completed work, a statue of a Native American woman titled The Last of the Tribes, revisited the eroticism of his statue based on the Venus de Medici. The title woman is her hands chained together in for 10...
Powers.
10. This piece features a second movement waltz in 5/4 time, ends in an adagio lamentoso in the home key of B minor. For 10 each, name this work that premiered just 9 days before its composer's mysterious death.
9 days before its composer's mysterious death, like the spooky symphony.
The Pathetique. This composer wrote the Pathetique symphony. Nikolai Rubinstein from Tchaikovsky wrote that piano concerto, later conducted the premiere of this F minor symphony by Tchaikovsky, whose opening fanfare symbolizes the inexorable power of fate.
Manfred Symphony.
4th, 10. Okay. Toss-up. The presence of these entities in the oral cavity during childhood is diagnostic of Hex disease. Some clinical trials suggest that local injection of candida antigens is effective in treating them. Myrmecia ones are especially painful. Mosaic ones caused by type 2 of a certain infectious agent are treatment resistant. A white precipitate forms around them when they are subjected to...
Fever blisters?
No. Keratolysis of salicylic acid. For 10 points, name these skin growths caused by human papillomaviruses.
Warts?
Yeah. This term is popularized by a man on the street opinion column that ran in The Sun. For 10 each, give this three-word term used in UK politics for a lower-class right-wing voter who stereotypically drives a cumbersome trade vehicle.
Like a lorry-tory.
A white van man.
Oh.
In 2014, Labour MP Emily Thornberry resigned after a tweet mocking the voters of Rochester for driving white vans and displaying this national symbol consisting of a red St. George's cross on a white background.
English flag?
Yeah. After this right-wing party's meager 2015 general election showing, Nigel Farage briefly was...
UKIP.
Yeah, for a tournament. Toss-up. This general suffered losses at Nemea and Coronea during the Corinthian War, which led to his being replaced as head of state by Conon. This man controversially recalled Alcibiades in the 2-1 naval battles of Abydos and Cyzicus. After being exiled, this man established a base at Philae in 403 BC, then took Piraeus and defeated the forces of his home city's oligarchy and its supporting Spartan garrison. For 10 points, this Athenian general who overthrew the 30 tyrants.
Lysander?
No.
Alcibiades.
Thrasybulus. Toss-up. Atrocities along a tributary of this river created a space of death, according to Michael Taussig, Shamanism, Colonialism, and the Wild Man. A region that shares this river's name is the subject of Betty Meggers' counterfeit paradise theory, which has been challenged by findings of charcoal-rich terra preta soil. Meggers...
Is it just the Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh. What?!
This article was published in the Contemporary Review in 1871 under the pseudonym Thomas Maitland. For 10 each, name this article by poet Robert Buchan, which attacked the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood for being morbid and unwholesome.
Like, the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood is decadent.
The Fleshly School of Poetry. This poet responded to Buchan's The Fleshly School of Poetry and is under the microscope. He wrote of When the Hounds of Spring Run Winter's Traces in his Adelan and Caledon.
Oh, it's Swinburne. Yeah.
Buchan's article discusses this poem by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, which Buchan conceded has a few lines of real genius. This poem's title figure is described leaning over the gold bar of heaven.
This is like...
Poetry.
It's like
Lady
Mystery, or...
Say it.
Lady Mystery.
Busted Damozel for 10. Ah. Awesome. In this film, a bartender inadvertently prompts another character to jump into a Central Park lake. One character in this film recalls attending a ladies' garden club lecture on hydrangea plants. Several times in this film, Raymond Shaw starts a game of solitaire and stops after seeing the Queen of Diamonds.
Manchurian Candidate.
Mm-hmm. This textbook, which opened with an essay by Caleb Bingham that offered some general directions for speaking, was widely used in the U.S. in the early 19th century. Pretend each, name this collection of essays and speeches which was used to teach rhetoric and promote Republican virtues.
Oh.
I don't know what it looks like right now. This is Cicero.
Answer?
Orations.
No. Columbian Orator. In his autobiography, this abolitionist described how he got hold of a copy of the Columbian Orator at the age of 12 and read it at every opportunity. This man later edited the North Star.
Yeah, Frederick Douglass.
In 1852 speech, Douglass asked what this event is to the slave.
4th of July.
For 20. Awesome. One character in this poem repeats the phrase, born into life, as he explains to a friend that we mortals are no kings. Later, its title figure addresses the stars, which he describes as weary like us, though not weary of our weariness. This 1852 poem opens with Pausanias climbing a mountain to find his mentor, and ends with Callicles reflecting on an older man's decision to plunge into a sea of fire. For example, I named this poem about the suicide of a philosopher by Matthew Arnold.
Callicles on that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
These beings include the fish-eyed Surpanaka, who has her nose cut off, she attempts to seduce a mortal prince. For 10 each, name this class of demons from Sanskrit literature, which also includes Indrajit and the shapeshifter Maricha.
Rakshasa.
This powerful Rakshasa, the ten-headed lord of Lanka, abducts Sita in the epic Ramayana.
Ravana.
This giant brother, Ravana, who sleeps for half the year, is awakened to help defend Lanka from Rama's siege.
Shatakan?
Kumbhakarna. Toss-up. During this conflict, a gamekeeper named Jean-Nicolas Stoffle led forces that marched under the slogan, God the King. A series of mass...
So this is like the war in the Vendee?
Power. This chemist works studies in chemical dynamics just using reaction order to experimentally determine a reaction's molecularity. Pretend each. Name this chemist whose namesake equation states the temperature derivative of the natural log of equilibrium constant equals the enthalpy change over RT squared.
So, oh geez.
Oh, Van Hoft. Working at Joseph Nobel, this chemist, Van Hoft, theorized that optical activity arises from tetrahedrocarbon atoms. This chemist's namesake coupling of alkyl halides can be used to synthesize cyclopropane.
Okay, hold on. It's,
Answer.
Yum.
This is Wurtz. The Van Hoff factor appears in equations describing these properties, which only depend on the concentration of solute.
So those are collative?
For 10.
Okay, good.
Toss-up. At this location, Patricia Shepard and Rena Crow were arrested in 2013 when Idle No More attempted to stage a round dance. A proposed dream site near Miami will be bigger than this facility, which was conceived by the Gurmesian Brothers 555 group. This place uses a decoy for a protest at an airport in December 2015, a year after a similar die-in staged by Black Lives Matter.
America.
Yeah. According to the preface to a book published in 1820, this creature began its flight only with the onset of dusk. For 10 each, name this creature alluded to in the preface to Elements of the Philosophy of Right is a symbol of the limitations of philosophy.
Oh, it's maybe the hedgehog or the...
Probably like the fox.
It's the owl of Minerva. This German author, Elements of the Philosophy of Right, described history as the process by which the world spirit or geist unfolds in reality.
Hegel, yeah.
This 2000 book asserts that philosophy is not the owl of Minerva, but rather a subjective proposition that is applied to the event. 4 years later, Michael Hart and Antonio Negri published its sequel entitled Multitude.
So it's like Empire?
20.
Nice.
Awesome. Thousands of photo negatives from this war are found in the so-called Mexican suitcase, including shots by Gerda Taro, who died in this war. A photo from this war shows a rifle-toting 17-year-old Pravda correspondent named Marina Genesta. A possibly staged photo...
Spanish Civil War?
Power. Yes. Then, answer the actor Enrico Colatoni for 10 each. He played the father of the title Teenage Detective on the show, as well as in the 2014 film version of it that was funded by Kickstarter.
Oh, what's that? Friend of Mars?
Michael Myers. He appears as a crime boss named Carl Elias in this CBS series. At the end of its fourth season, he was shot in orders of an artificial intelligence named Samaritan.
It's like Fringe.
No, CBS.
No.
Blue Bloods. Person of interest. He's one of the stars of this Canadian police procedural that focused on a team known as the Strategic Response Unit and went off the air in 2012. Flashpoint for 10. Toss up. This work's 10th book opens with a description of the posthumous trial of Formosus that took place 800 years before its speaker took office. Its next book concludes with a man asking his dead wife if she will let them murder me. This work was inspired by the discovery at a Florence market in 1860 of an old yellow book describing a 1698 trial, the murder of his wife Pomfilia for adultery by Count Guido Franceschini.
I lost touch.
No. Is the subject of, for 10 points, what verse novel by Robert Browning?
Yeah.
Seriously. Rob Lippi-Lippo.
It's the ring of the book.
Yeah.
That was a giant middle finger just right in your face.
The ring
of
the book. So at the half, William & Mary, 240, Florida, 15.
Yeah.
So this other Robert Browning thing was inspired by this clue that we just gave you.
That, well, I mean, to be fair, that doesn't have a 10th book, though.
Oh, I guess that's true. That's
I mean, it's kind of hard to remember everything at once, though.
But yeah, so that's still not great question writing. All
right. Are we going to toss up 13?
Yep.
Wait, what was the score?
240 to 15.
Okay.
Toss up 13. Good luck. The 2010 iteration of this event was held at the 2010, which was specially designed for it, in the Oscar Alley. That year is the first time Peter Hansen participated in it. 2 years later, this event was held for the first time in Illinois, where Germany's Martin Keimer edged Steve Strickner in a singles match to pull off the so-called Miracle at Medina. For 10 points, what competition pits the U.S. against Europe?
Fuck, it's the Ryder Cup.
Yes. Yeah. This man postulated the existence of the positron for 10 each. He's a British physicist who also developed the bracket notation for representing quantum states.
Direct.
These operators are formed by multiplying a normalized eigenket on the right by its corresponding bra. They indicate how much an arbitrary state lies along the eigenstate.
It's like
an operator, like a ladder or something.
Answer?
Ladder operator.
Projection operators. Transforming bras and kets to different bases is aided by this mathematical trick, in which a factor of unity is expressed as a sum or integral of all the projection operators.
Is this probably a person transforms?
Fermatric. Resolving identity for 10. Toss up. This substance, partially named the condensate seen in relativistic nuclei as Lorentz contraction, boosts gluon density. The Edwards Anderson model describes the material name for this substance, which a metastable state is achieved due to random spin alignment. The reversible transition of a polymer between brittle and rubbery states is named for this substance, which is used in the electrodes of pH meters. Hydrofluoric acid is used to etch for 10 points. What's
glass?
Yeah. Answer the thing about Jews in American theater for 10 each. Myron Berger and his family are the main characters of this Clifford Odets play, which is set in a cramped Bronx apartment during the Great Depression.
Old Boy?
Awake and Sing. Yeah. This Jewish playwright of the Odd Couple fictionalized himself as Eugene Jerome in a trilogy that includes Biloxi Blues.
Simon.
This Ann Nichols comedy was a huge hit on Broadway in the 1920s. It centers on the romance between the titled Jewish man and the Catholic woman he loves, which is opposed by their fathers.
Greenberg.
AB's Irish Rose for 10.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. In this country, John Hall unfurled a petition from a broom handle that rolled down the aisle of Parliament. Henry Smith Fish led a coalition of liquor makers in this country who opposed a movement that wore white camellias. Lord Glasgow gave royal assent to a cause supported by Polly Plum in this country, whose $10 note depicts Catherine Shepherd, the leader of its suffragists. For 10 points, name this country.
New Zealand?
Yeah. This man was recruited by an Israeli Air Force pilot named Aviam Sella in 1984 for 10 each. He was one-time intelligence analyst for the U.S. who was imprisoned for life in 1987 after he pleaded guilty to passing secrets to Israel. He was paroled in 2015.
What's his name? Daniel Pearl.
It's Jonathan Pollard. Pollard's release was advocated by this author of The Case for Israel, a Harvard law professor who defended Klaus von Bülow and O.J. Simpson on appeal.
The Case for Israel is by...
Answer?
Horowitz.
What?
Horowitz?
No, Dershowitz. Mordecai Vanunu, who is sometimes contrasted with Pollard, has been imprisoned in Israel since 1988 after being convicted of treason for revealing the existence of these objects to British newspapers.
Yeah, nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
For 10.
Awesome. This author is said to have respected the ones of the learning lacking in himself. In a poem by Robert Creeley, this man described a land of leaning ice that flings itself silently into eternity in his North Labrador, while the line, "And so we may arrive by Talbot's skill," which is from Ben Jonson's The Alchemist, prefaces his for the marriage of Faustus and Helen. This man included Atlantis and Quaker Hill in an epic about a New York landmark.
Williams?
No. For 10 points, name this poet of the bridge.
Crane.
Yeah. After being named Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in 1997, this man led the Allied intervention in Kosovo for 10 each. And his former U.S. general briefly ran for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2004.
Clark
won the Democratic primary in this state in 2004 for bowing out of the race. At the time, Brad Henry was the state's governor.
I think it's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Clark edged out this politician from North Carolina to win the Oklahoma primary. This man ended up as John Kerry's running mate in 2004.
Edwards.
For 30. Awesome. For much of the 20th century, this country has had a dispute with its eastern neighbor about the Thalweg of the Quarantine River. The Rupununi Savannah is a rare non-forested area in this country. The Potara River runs over Kayatur Falls and the Pacaraima Mountains of this country, whose western border follows the Schomburg Line from Mount Roraima to the Caribbean Sea. The Essequibo River bisects for 10 points.
So, it's just... the Dominican Republic.
No. What former British colony in South America whose capital is Georgetown?
Sierra Leone.
No, it's Guyana. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. According to Pausanias, this man's successor was selected in a foot race won by his son, Epeus. Aethelios and Kalki were said to be the parents of this man who led settlers from Thessaly in founding the city of Elis. Some sources state that this man fathered 50 daughters of a lover who visited him each night in a cave on Mount Latmus. Immortality and youth accompanied the eternal sleep of, for 10 points, what beautiful...
Endymion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so define what apricots in literature for 10 each.
Right.
The title character of this John Webster tragedy is two brothers forbid her to remarry goes into labor after Basola offers her apricots.
It's like Duchess of Malfi.
In 1856 novel, this wealthy man breaks off an affair which begins a horseback ride in the woods by sending his lover a letter hidden in a basket of apricots.
Like... Anna
Karenina. Rudolf Bullinger. The apricot is important to this ethnic group. A massacre of these people is depicted in Franz Werfel's The 40 Days of Masa Dag.
Armenians.
For 20. Toss-up. The dimer method for finding these constructs saves computational time by not calculating the full Hessian. Some drugs which inhibit enzymes such as Tamiflu are analogs of these constructs, whose geometries can be found via synchronous transit. The saddle points of potential energy surfaces correspond to these constructs, which resemble the species closer to them in energy, according to Hammond's postulate. For 10 points, name these highest energy configurations at a chemical reaction.
Optimized energy levels.
No.
Upper.
That's transition state.
Yeah, transition state.
Awesome. After this event was made public, Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti issued namesake guidelines for the use of informants. John Jenrette was caught on tape saying, "I've got larceny in my blood," during this investigation, in which convicted swindler Melvin Weinberg approached the mayor of Camden, Angelo Iricetti.
Like, this is like the app scam?
Yeah. Largest island in this archipelago is São Miguel, as small as Corvo. For 10 each, Ponta Delgada is the administrative capital of what group of volcanic islands in the North Atlantic controlled by Portugal? The other of Portugal's autonomous territories is this North Atlantic archipelago, which was claimed for Portugal in 1419 by Prince Henry the Navigator's sailors.
Madeira.
The inhabitability of this small Portuguese archipelago, which lies about midway between Madeira and Spain's Canary Islands, is consequential to the determination of the border of the exclusive economic zone between the two countries.
Yeah, this is like a kind of sort of thing in Admiralty law. There's just a bunch of rocks that nobody cares about. Los Rocos.
Savage islands for a point.
They would be savage.
Awesome. This novel's protagonist stops contacting her boyfriend after sleeping with a tennis coach for $100 to pay her rent. Early in this novel, the protagonist drives from Princeton to Trenton to find a salon to get her hair braided. This novel, which includes excerpts from the protagonist's blog, Race Teeth, ends with its protagonist returning to Lagos and reuniting with her lover, Obinze. Ifemelu immigrates to the title country and, for 10 points, what 2013 novel?
America.
No, okay, no. Sorry, Nick. What 2013 novel by Chimamanda Adichie?
Like... to America.
That's Americana.
Yeah. Americana.
Awesome. Critical off-diagonal values of this quantity lie in the envelope of failure, which is tangent to a set of circles indicating this quantity's value on arbitrary planes. The constitutive relation for homogeneous isotropic materials sets this quantity's off-diagonal components equal to 2 times the second Lamé parameter times corresponding components of another tensor that encodes local deformation. For 10 points, name the surface force per unit area that gives rise to strain.
Stress.
Yeah,
science.
Indian leaders of the British Army during World War I, for 10 each. The new armies, raised after the outbreak of war, are popularly named for this hero of the Sudan Wars, who was killed in 1916 when his ship hit a mine.
It's Kitchener.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The general took over leadership of the British Expeditionary Force in 1915 and led it for the remainder of the war. He oversaw the battles of the Somme and Passchendaele.
Haig.
Yeah. Haig replaced this man who led the BEF to the continent but saw it defeated at Mons and Le Cateau.
French.
30. Nice. Awesome. In an essay on this text, Miles Burneet asked how much happens when its author sees red and hears middle C. An early commentary on this text was written by John Philip Ponus, while a translation of it into Latin by William of Morbeek enabled Thomas Aquinas to write a commentary on it. This work discusses such topics as the imagination, the five senses, and the type of the tidal phenomenon possessed by animals. For example, I named this treatise by Aristotle on the essence of an individual.
Like, soul.
No.
On the soul.
Yes. In one of this author's books, a man named Gideon crashes his plane to the castle owned by his family. For each, name this author of 1980 book Belfleur, part of a gothic saga that also includes My Heart Laid Bare and The Accursed. Answer.
Solo.
Joyce Carol Oates, who is a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize for Blonde, which fictionalizes the life of this actress. In his memoir, Time Bends, Arthur Miller described his marriage to this woman.
Monroe.
Oates won a National Book Award for his 1969 novel, which centers on a character named Maureen Wendell, who supposedly flunked a class on writing taught by Oates at the University of Detroit.
I only know short story writers.
Where are you going? Where have you been?
Answer. It's them. Toss up. Until 2014, this man led the largest of the SGs, known as the Promised Day Brigade. In March 2016, this man was greeted with kisses when he entered the Green Zone to meet Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. This man began to...
solder.
Power. Nice. In these Nicolas Poussin paintings, Poussin painted two versions of this Memento Mori scene in which shepherds ponder the mysterious title phrase etched to a tomb.
Et in Arcadia Ego.
The earthly paradise and the spies of the grapes of the promised land are two entries in the set of paintings that Poussin made for the Duc de Richelieu.
So like Christ's flight?
The Four Seasons.
Oh,
Poussin also painted a classical landscape which garland and men lay on rocks in the foreground and this mythological figure reclines on a mountain in the background.
Prometheus.
Polyphemus.
Oh, okay.
Final score is 420 for William and Mary, 65 for Florida.